everyone. I would like to introduce you to the team of brilliant, bright, and bold people who I worked with in the making of this very project. Myself, Johan,
Subin,
Erica,
and Jen.
This is episode 1 of Green Goals Losing Earth.
We are here to represent our school, Sri KDU, and to spread awareness to you on the international project, United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. SDGs are a mixture of goals developed by the United Nations as a way of making Earth sustainable for many years to come.
The development goals we picked, specifically two of the SDGs, are 11 and 13, or its more traditional way, Sustainable Cities and Communities, 11, Climate Action, 13. Of the 17 goals we are tasked with, we felt these two SDGs suit the portfolios of our interviewees better.
So, on the other hand, you might be asking, what are sustainable cities and communities? Well, our amazing interviewer, Dr. Jayanti Desan, has educated and informed us on what it is and what it does when it is put into action.
Oh, and did you know that Dr. Jayanti's biggest achievement was when she worked with Nestle to create packaging for their powdered drinks to be biodegradable and zero waste production?
That's a huge achievement. Kudos to her.
Choosing Dr. Jayanti as one of the interviewers was one of the best opportunities, considering she was trained in this field for 15 years in environment, social, and governance too.
Didn't she also give TED Talks to students from Asia, the Middle East, and Europe? Didn't she inform us about electrical cars that are in the process of being made and that the oil in normal cars is danger to our environment and is not sustainable?
Johan, you're a mind reader. She informed us that in her years of training, her biggest challenge of being sustainable is definitely mindset for both companies and individuals, as they already assume that there are far too many rules for the environment.
My goodness, imagine the hard work and time she put in for this. Like, I could never.
Dr. Jayanti has definitely given us the honor of having an interview with her, along with a professional views of what sustainability is, from her biggest achievement to how we can help keep our home sustainable as individuals.
Speaking about sustainability and SDGs, there's another crucial goal too, climate action. We interviewed Datin Sunita for this particular goal, and I must say, her explanation was brief but effective in many ways I couldn't grasp.
Besides being the founder and chairperson of Climate Governance Malaysia, Datin Sunita is also in the advisory panel of the United Nations Global Compact Malaysia. She has told us many different ways to reduce climate change, which will lower the chances of climate emergencies by climate action. As an individual, you can reduce your electrical use and cut that bill in half, or reduce, reuse, and recycle.
But Subin, why is climate change happening? I may have forgotten.
Well, the humans and organisms living on our home planet is consuming much more than the planet can support. In Malaysia alone, we have consumed more resources from the environment that environment can renew on its own. So we need to take action.
Imagine if our Earth slowly crumbles away and
Oh my god, Johan, enough! You're scaring our dear listeners!
My bad.
Anyway, you are probably all well-informed and educated on how to contribute to the United Nations SDGs. Now go do your best for the Earth, and better yet, try other websites that give us the future or care for our Earth. For example, Earth Hour, where you save energy and don't litter for an hour, or Expo 2023, where different pavilions show different ways to the future. It's yours to decide!
Remember, what you do can positively or negatively impact in the pale blue dot in a drifting universe, what we call Earth.